This is Jordan Sekulow in Washington, D.C. Nearly 100,000 Americans have signed to join our legal committee to protect the Montana War Memorial.
Live from Washington, D.C., Jay Sekulow Live. Phone lines are open for your questions right now. Call 1-800-684-3110. That's 1-800-684-3110.
In Montana, an intolerant, radical, anti-religious group wants a statue of Jesus taken down from a mountain. The statue is more than a religious symbol. It was erected as a memorial and a tribute to Montana freedom fighters during World War II for their bravery, dedication, and patriotism.
And now, your host, Jordan Sekulow.
Hey, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live. We are taking your phone calls, 1-800-684-3110. That's 1-800-684-3110. I would encourage you to give us a call. I want to talk to you. I know many of you were calling in yesterday. We weren't able to get to all of the phone calls. A lot of veterans, a lot of people who have family that served who are really understanding the significance of what it would mean to take down a war memorial that has been up since the 1950s. It's been up for nearly 60 years because it now offends atheists. Atheists who compare your religious faith and your religion to a drug addiction. Atheists who want to remove all references from religion from the public square. They would like to go around Washington, D.C. I look out the window and I think about where they would start, and it's endless, everything that would be affected if you were to remove all religion from memorials that we have here, whether it's memorials to leaders, memorials to those who have fallen, who have sacrificed, who have, again, voluntarily served our country. And that's what it was. In World War II, you were talking about the 10th Mountain Division that was honored by this Jesus statue in Montana. We've got Congressman Denny Rehberg, who will be joining us today on the broadcast and on the Jordan Sekulow Show to talk about the support in Montana, to give you more background and history. But I have got to encourage you. We want to get to 150,000 names on this brief by the end of this week. We're at close to 100,000 right now. I think we can get there today, but I need you to pick up the phone and call and join this brief. Add your name to the legal committee to protect this World War II memorial, a statue of Jesus there since the 1950s, now under legal attack by the Freedom From Religion Foundation, who's filed a lawsuit in federal court in Montana. They discussed the American Center for Law and Justice and our grassroots ability to organize and get you activated on this in their actual brief. So let's send a point. They thought that was a lot of activism. That was quick. 70,000 of you joining. We're close to 100,000 now. We can get to over 150,000, but I need you to pick up the phone and make this call. It just takes a couple of minutes or less to join our brief. Be part of this legal team. Call now, 877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255. It's absolutely toll-free. You make that call, and folks, you add your name. You are part of the team protecting the Montana Jesus statue, a war memorial that has been there since the 1950s. And I want to take your phone calls on the air. You give us a call at 1-800-684-3110. That's 1-800-684-3110. What do you think about this idea that we're going to start taking down memorials across the country, that everything is now under attack, that any reference to religion whatsoever must be removed from the public square? That is what this group supports. I'll play that sound for you when we come back from this first break. But as we go into the break, I encourage you right now to pick up the phone and join our legal committee. It's absolutely free to join. We want to get to 150,000 Americans or more and send a strong message that we will defend these war memorials. We will defend the history of those who sacrificed, of those who served. Call now and add your name, 877-989-2255. That's the toll-free number you call. Again, it's 877-989-2255. You can also go to aclj.org. and sign up online, but I encourage you to call now, 877-989-2255. Again, that number is 877-989-2255, or sign up online, aclj.org. We'll be right back.
It's happened again. An atheist anti-Christian group has gone to court, this time to remove a statue of Jesus, a war memorial erected by World War II heroes on a mountain in Montana that has stood for 6 decades. This memorial was erected as a replica of statues that they saw fighting for freedom across Europe, symbols that gave them hope. Yet the Freedom From Religion Foundation calls this memorial, quote, a ruse and a sham, and has filed a federal lawsuit to get it removed. We've met these outrageous anti-Christian challenges before, and now we'll do it again. The ACLJ will be filing a critical amicus brief with the court, supporting the memorial and urging the court to keep it in place. Stand with the ACLJ, sign on to our amicus brief, send a powerful message to the court and to the atheist group. This symbol of sacrifice must continue to stand. Add your name to our brief now. Call 1-877-989-2255 or online, aclj.org. Now you can cut through the clutter, get the facts, the latest on the political landscape, as well as the legal and cultural issues that matter most to you and your family. ACLJ Executive Director Jordan Sekulow provides unique insights and a fresh perspective daily on The Jordan Sekulow Show.
This is such an important time for America, a national election, a Supreme Court decision on Obamacare, and so much more. In a world where the liberal media strives to distort reality and discredit conservatives just like you and me, you can rely on us to provide you with the facts, the truth.
With experience that spans the globe, Jordan Sekulow tackles the tough topics. And you can be part of the show. Send Jordan your questions right now via Twitter. Tweet at Jordan Sekulow. The Jordan Sekulow Show, Monday through Friday at 12:30 p.m. Eastern on Sirius and XM Radio, as well as streaming live on ACLJ.org.
Back to Jay Sekulow Live. We're taking your phone calls, 1-800-684-3110. If you want to talk to us on the air, we'll get to those calls in just a minute. What do you think about these groups who want to take all religion out of the public square? Any references to God, to our religious faith, our religious Judeo-Christian heritage in the United States of America? And let me just make it clear for you, this is not just about the Jesus statue in Montana. No, this is a group who has gone all the way to federal court over the word God, as in under God in the Pledge of Allegiance, or In God We Trust, our national motto, or even more generic, the National Day of Prayer. I mean, they are willing to go to court for the National Day of Prayer. Here's the founder, the head of the Freedom From Religion Foundation, Annie Gaylor. This is what she thinks about religious war memorials. Bite 11.
You can't have a religious war memorial because that excludes Jews and non-Christians and the many atheists and foxholes who fought valiantly during World War II for our country.
And that right there is a comment from the Freedom From Religion Foundation that's not even fair or honest, because they're not just about saying you can't have a specific religious war memorial, because she said she tried to throw in and say, well, what about Jews and these other groups, but and other religious groups, but why are they attacking Under God and the Pledge? Why are they going after In God We Trust? Why are they going after the National Day of Prayer? That doesn't fit any of the religious groups because it's completely ecumenical. Oh, right, because you can't have a religious war memorial. Enough is enough. You're going to let a bunch of atheists, not a bunch, 17,000 atheists in their total organization start tearing down war memorials in the United States of America? Are you going to allow that, or are you going to do something about it and take a stand? If you will take a stand, I encourage you to add your name to our legal brief defending this World War II memorial. Call now, 877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255. You can also go to aclj.org. That's aclj.org if you want to sign up online. But I encourage you to pick up the phone, send a message. We're close to 100,000 people have signed our brief to be part of the legal committee to defend this World War II memorial. Will you do so today? Call 877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255. Let's go to Patrick calling in from Michigan on line 3. Patrick, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Well, thanks for having me on. You know, I tell you, this thing just infuriates me to no end. It just amazes me that here in our country, the very fabric of what this country is founded on is constantly under attack by this small fractional percentage of people that just want to take God out of our life. And I got a question with regards to the memorial in Montana. Isn't there another option that might be available? Since it's public land, can it be sold, just that small portion, to a private individual that would then allow it to remain on private land?
You know, there are those options, Patrick. This is a long-term lease. You know, this is a renewal that happens once every 10 years and has never been an issue before. Next door is a ski resort. That ski resort, same thing. You know, that's federal land that they then go through this renewal process, lease process, long-term lease process, that they have, of course, a private company there. And so I think what you have to understand is that there are other options, Patrick. But I don't think we have to want to go there in the United States of America, at least if we don't have to. And we're not at that point yet where we have to give up keeping war memorials on federal property. I mean, they lease the property. They lease property for commercial reasons, Patrick. I mean, you can make a profit off of federal property if you have the proper lease. Here, it's a 25 by 25 plot of land on the top of a mountain. It's a 6 foot tall statue of Jesus. And my question for everyone is, and Patrick, I'm glad you're thinking that way because it's important to think that way. And I think it does point out the ridiculousness of this issue. So could you go that route? Yes, possibly, if the federal government decided to do that. But that's not the point we're at right now. And I don't think we want to go there. I just don't think we want to have to start selling off every single war memorial to private property because we're not allowed to publicly recognize our Judeo-Christian heritage. And the reason why you don't see Jesus statues all over the country, Patrick, is because this Jesus statue is based on what the 10th Mountain Division saw fighting in Europe, which was statues of Jesus very similar to this. We put the photos up at ACLJ.org. Will you call? Will you add your name to this brief? Help us get to 150,000 people on this brief by the end of this week. We can do so. We're at about 100,000 right now. So adding thousands of people every single day. But I've got to get you to pick up the phone and add your name. It's absolutely toll-free. Call 877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255. 2255. You can also go to ACLJ.org and sign online. But I encourage you, call now, 877-989-2255. Let's get back to the phones. Lori calling in from Iowa on line 5. Lori, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hi. I just want to make
Hi, Lori.
Three quick comments so you can get to the callers. One of them is that I am retired military, and I used to, I was at Fort Ord when we were shutting down and people were going to 10th Mountain weren't very happy about it. But, you know, it's our duty to go over where they tell us. But the comment I heard was, you know, it was going to be cold. And I know we have a fort in Colorado. I can't remember now what the name of it is. But, you know, there, you know, the not only are you looking at cold climates when you're in the Alps and stuff like that, but you're also looking at lower oxygen levels. You know, and I just look at these people and think that, you know, that were fighting for us and think about what they had to go through and what they had, you know, that Jesus statue had to give them hope and everything. And, you know, I just think it's a shame that they're really not seeing the sacrifice that they made and stuff like that. And two quick other things is, like, I think that we're being bullied as Christians. And the other thing I think is going on is, according to the Diagnostic Manual of Statistics, it's a psychological manual to see if you got a psychological situation or not. You know, homosexuality years ago used to be abnormal. Now it's accepted. You know, if this is making them sick, maybe they should be diagnosed with something abnormal too.
Well, I do think, I mean, listen, Lori, first of all, thank you for your service to our country. What Lori was mentioning there, of course, is that in these briefs, they talk about that this is both causes, you know, physical and mental pain and suffering, that there is injury there, that they have to avoid these statues, that they have to avoid the Ground Zero cross. Remember that? They have to avoid it because of the mental pain it causes to see a cross or to see a statue of Jesus. That's what Lori was referencing there. I think part one is that we were bullied for a long time, and Christians weren't taking a stand. They were just letting it go. And I still think I'm always concerned that people laugh these groups off. You got to take them seriously. I know Lori does. And you hear this from our retired men and women who have served our country in the military and the armed forces who have volunteered to risk their lives lives to defend our freedom and liberty so that we have these radio broadcasts, so that we have these discussions, so that atheists can tell everybody that they don't believe in anything and make fun of your faith and degrade your faith. That's why we are so unique in the United States of America. But that doesn't mean you get rid of and you let everyone have whatever they want, the latest group that pops up. Because, again, folks, this statue, the Moore Memorial, was asked to be, the permission was asked in 1953. The first complaint, 2011. The first federal court case filed, 2012. Will you add your name to defend this war memorial? I'm asking you now, if you have not done so yet, to pick up the phone and call 877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255. You can also go to aclj.org and sign up online, or make this phone call, 877-989-2255. We were talking to Congressman Denny Rehberg from Montana about this very issue. He joined us and we had this discussion earlier today. I want to play some of it for you. If you're hanging on the line, we will get to your phone calls after the next break. Let's go right to Congressman Rehberg. Has anyone ever in Montana had any problems with this statue? Does anyone, because, you know, in the legal documents, you hear that this is affecting people's routes that they take and they're avoiding the statue. And I did the first research on it. A lot of people use this as a landmark, a meeting place. And yes, it's a statue of Jesus, but it's also been there for as long as many people have been skiing.
If this statue is in their way, they're a better skier than I, because they have to be coming through trees that are about shoulder width. There's no possible way this statue could impact anybody's skiing ability or impact anybody's hiking. You know, you really have to know where it is. You have to look for it. A lot of people miss it when they're skiing on by. You're going by pretty fast, and you don't see it there. So for them to use that kind of an excuse, no, nobody's had a problem with it until now. It essentially was built in 1955. The permit was granted in 1953, so it's been there for 56 years. It just was shocking to us. And frankly, at our meeting the other day, when Cece was on the line, people were asking, who are these people? Where do they get their money? Why are they interested in an issue in Montana? It all comes to bear pretty soon when you talk about atheism and the fact that they don't believe that there should be any reflection of any kind of a religion in any way. And frankly, the people of Montana find that offensive, as it turns out, a lot of people around the country, because of the 95,000 names that have actually put in comments.
Yeah, that, folks, that's Congressman Denny Rehberg of Montana. The whole interview, will play it today on the Jordan Secular Show. I talked to him earlier today. Folks, I want your name on this brief. Pick up the phone and call 877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255.
Now you can cut through the clutter, get the facts, the latest on the political landscape, as well as the legal and cultural issues that matter most to you and your family. ACLJ Executive Director Jordan Seculo provides unique insights and a fresh perspective daily on the Jordan Seculo Show.
This is such an important time for America, a national election, a Supreme Court decision on Obamacare, and so much more. In a world where the liberal media strives to distort reality and discredit conservatives just like you and me, you can rely on us to provide you with the facts, the truth.
With experience that spans the globe, Jordan Seculo tackles the tough topics. And you can be part of the show. Send Jordan your questions right now via Twitter. Tweet at Jordan Seculo. The Jordan Seculo Show, Monday through Friday at 12:30 p.m. Eastern on Sirius and XM Radio, as well as streaming live on aclj.org. It's happened again. An atheist anti-Christian group has gone to court, this time to remove a statue of Jesus, a war memorial erected by World War II heroes on a mountain in Montana that has stood for six decades. This memorial was erected as a replica of statues that they saw fighting for freedom across Europe, symbols that gave them hope. Yet the Freedom From Religion Foundation calls this memorial, quote, a ruse and a sham, and has filed a federal lawsuit to get it removed. We've met these outrageous anti-Christian challenges before, before, and now we'll do it again. The ACLJ will be filing a critical amicus brief with the court, supporting the memorial and urging the court to keep it in place. Stand with the ACLJ, sign on to our amicus brief, send a powerful message to the court and to the atheist group. This symbol of sacrifice must continue to stand. Add your name to our brief now. Call 1-877-989-2255 or online, aclj.org.
When they try to get you hooked on their psychedelic book, what do you say? Just say no. Religion is a fiction. It is like a drug addiction. Just say no. Just say no to religion.
Hey, welcome back to Jay Sekulow Live, folks. We are taking your phone calls, 1-800-684-3110. That's 1-800-684-3110 if you want to talk to us on air. And coming up on the Jordan Sekulow Show, we have Congressman Denny Rehberg from Montana, David Brody from CBN News. Tomorrow on the broadcast, Congressman Ted Poe from Texas will also be talking about this war memorial in Montana, the Jesus statue that has been there since the 1950s, now under attack from the Freedom From Religion Foundation. I am asking you today to pick up the phone. Help us get to 150,000 names. We're not too far away. We're already at 100,000 names on our legal committee to protect this war memorial. To be part of our brief, I want you to pick up the phone. Do you want to be part of the American people, the 100,000 American people who have already said, you know what? I want to send a message loud and clear that we're going to defend these war memorials, that we're not going to let people strip us of our history, of the thank yous, of the sacrifice, the acknowledgement of those who came before us, who risked everything and gave everything in some cases to protect our freedom and liberty. Will you call now, 877-989-2255? That's 877-989-2255. The number is toll-free. All you have to do right now is pick up the phone and call 877-989-2255. Jeff is calling in from California on line 6. Jeff, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Jay, first of all, thank you very much for your continual faithfulness. Thank you very much for having me on the show, for what you and everyone's doing. We have to remember, I'm a first and foremost a God-loving and fearing man, but I'm an American, and I'm a U.S. Marine veteran, and this just is appalling and infuriates me. This statue represents the fabric and foundation of our country. In a country that was founded by those who believe in God, they believe in fighting against evil, and these men and women that sacrificed their lives and their comforts for all people, including these any religion, including these atheists, for their freedoms that they have against tyranny, against bullies. We can't stand by, and I pray that everyone really listens to what you're saying and what you're fighting for. We can't let evil prosper because the good men and women stand by and do nothing. And we can't let these few people dictate our history and our foundation and the fabric of what we were founded on. They've taken away prayer in schools. What else are they going to take away? And we have to stand up. And just thank you for everything that you're doing. And I pray that everyone really fights against these small battles.
Well, let me tell you something, Jeff. Thank you for your service to our country. Thank you for volunteering to serve to defend our liberty and freedom. And also, Jeff, thank you for calling, because it's very important for people to hear the perspective of veterans, for those who have served in active duty as well, who we've heard from, the importance of defending what this country is all about and not letting people remake it in their own image and redefine America for future generations. You know, If you were fighting in an area, folks, that this had no significance, this would be a different discussion. I mean, this statue here, this statue of Jesus, the reason why, as the atheists would have you believe, that if this is okay, there's going to be, what, giant statues of Jesus everywhere in the United States of America on federal land? You know that's not the truth, because this statue was there in the 1950s, and it's very unique. It's unique because it's based on history. It's unique because it's based on its connection to World War II and the European front and fighting in the mountains of Italy, the 10th Mountain Division. And we're going to have that stripped away. I mean, we've heard from the veterans. We've heard from those who serve, folks. Now we need to hear from you that you will defend this war memorial, folks. Will you? If you want to, all you have to do is make this phone call, 877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255. That's a toll-free number, and you're adding your name to part of our legal committee to defend this World War II memorial, defending our heritage, our history, and the sacrifices, honoring and remembering and thanking those who came before us so that we have these freedoms to have these discussions today on the broadcast. It's 877-989-2255. Jackie calling in from California online for Jackie. Welcome to JSecio Live.
Oh, good morning, sir, and God bless you for what you're standing for. I have a comment. I don't think that this is a war against religion itself. It's a war against Jesus Christ. And I don't think it's a war of, you know, just flesh and blood. I live near San Francisco, and in front of the City Hall building, they have a Hindu goddess, like a huge, huge statue of a Hindu goddess in front of the City Hall building, and nobody's up in arms about it.
And Jackie, we did research on it because I saw that you were calling in with that comment. And that was rented by the City of San Francisco, an art installation. Of course, it's art when it's not any other, right? It's not a Christian religious display. And so that was okayed. It was actually rented by the city. The city spent money on this, but it wasn't Christian, so Jackie, it didn't come under attack, and it was rented. It's not there. I don't think it's there anymore in San Francisco, based on the research we did quickly, Jackie, but they used city funds. They brought in this statue. They put it on government property. No lawsuits filed, and the atheist groups don't mind that. It doesn't do anything to them. It doesn't affect them. But when it comes to war memorials that have other religious references in them, that's what they think has to go. That's what they want to tear down from the United States. And, folks, that's why I want you to be clear here and send a loud message, and thank you for your phone call, Jackie, and add your name to our brief, because I'm not going to be adding names every single day for the next 2 weeks. We're going to get to that 150,000 number. I want to make sure your name is included. You pick up the phone and you call 877-989-2255. It's a toll-free number, so it doesn't cost you anything, folks, to send a message. It's loud and clear. Why do I keep saying it doesn't cost you anything? It's so important just to send the message that these groups, like Freedom From Religion Foundation, mention in their brief. They actually write this in their official federal court brief that they filed against this memorial, that the American Center for Law and Justice put together 70,000 comments for the public comment period about the memorial. That's why when we say pick up the phone, that it's very important, that it matters, it does. It does to the point where they will actually put it in their legal briefs. Call now, 877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255. There are phone calls we're not going to be able to get to today. We'll continue the discussion tomorrow, folks. On the Jordan Secular Show coming up, we've got David Brody from CBN News and Congressman Denny Rehberg from Montana, who has been leading the charge there. We'll have a full discussion about that. But, folks, I need you in this last minute of the broadcast to pick up your phone and add your name to the committee to defend this war memorial. You call now, 877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255. Now, if you aren't able to pick up the phone, you can also go to aclj.org. You can go to aclj.org and sign up online. But if you have a phone and you can make this phone call today, it takes a couple of minutes or less, and it's absolutely free to add your name to our legal committee to defend this war memorial, this 6-foot-tall statue of Jesus that's been there since the 1950s. Now under assault by radical atheists. They want to strip us of our history and heritage. Call now, 877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255.
If you've previously listened to the full hour of Jay's broadcast, now beginning at 12:30 p.m. Eastern, Monday through Friday, you can listen to the new Jordan Secular Show. Jordan Secular provides insightful analysis and interviews with top newsmakers, live from Washington, D.C. The Jordan Secular Show, Monday through Friday at 12:30 Eastern. Find out how you can listen to the show online at www.jordansecular.com. And if you're interested in carrying this new program on your station or network, contact the Jordan Secular Show via email, info@secular.com.